The Ireland-Portugal Business Network is comprised of more than 200 member companies based in Portugal and Ireland. These companies are from a wide range of industries and professions and represent in excess of 25,000 people.
A very good morning to everyone. You're all very welcome to Martinhal Lisbon Orient. A special welcome, and I'm terrible on protocols, so welcome Minister Moran to Portugal, your first time. That's amazing. So I hope you return soon. 2 days is simply not enough. Oh, you've got him. That's great. So, and Ambassador Nee Quigley, is that how you pronounce your name? So, Ambassador Nee Quigley, you're very welcome as well. And welcome to all the teams to Martinhal Lisbon Orient. It's such a pleasure and an honor to be hosting the sixth conference. And, you know, a special welcome to Jeffrey and his team. We've known Jeffrey for many years. You know, talk about building community. Oh, the sun's come out. Wow. You must have brought the sun from Ireland. That's great. The lack of rain, which must have been a first. So we've known each other for a long time, and it's been a great pleasure to see the Ireland-Portugal Business Network grow in its footprint and its activities. And, you know, I know how hard Arnold works. Do you have an Irish citizenship yet?
Yeah.
Not yet. They should give you an honorary Irish citizenship because, you know, he works so hard for this association that, you know, it's an incredible energy that you all bring. So thank you very much for choosing to host it at Martinhal. And, you know, Roman and I, Roman is the hidden business partner. So when everyone says Chitra owns this, I feel always, you know, a bit guilty because, you know, Roman, do put up your hand, identify yourself. Do come and say hello to him. He's my business partner and partner in crime, in life. Roman is Swiss. I am now Swiss through marriage to him, but I'm originally Singaporean of Indian origin, British, because I spent many years in Britain educating myself and meeting Swiss boys from Zurich. And we moved to Portugal 24 years ago for business opportunity and lifestyle. Now, we do know Ireland, so we do have a connection to Ireland, and at least we learned the difference between Guinness and Murphy's. So, if nothing else, for those of you who don't know the difference, find out, please. That really is a big, it's like Superbock and Sagres for you Portuguese. So it is. So, you know, when I think about the sort of three things I'd like to say to all of you, sustainability, building sustainability in the DNA of your company or your ventures, which we've done over the last several years that we've been building up businesses in Portugal, takes huge effort and energy. And it comes with a long-term view, long-termism. So when I think back to the first project we did in Sagres, I invite all of you to come and see Sagres, Portuguese and Irish. The Irish actually form 15% of our room nights in Sagres, which is an incredible feat, I think. It's like the Achill of Portugal, I guess, you know, Sagres, down southwest. Definitely worth visiting. And it's, you know, 24 years ago we started in the Algarve with this project in Sagres. We signed the project in 2002, so, you know, 23 years ago. And many of the things that we did in that project, which we opened in 2010, as you see today, of course, it's grown. You know, the landscaping especially, you know, plants have grown and, you know, it looks way better than it did in 2010 when we opened it. But many of those things we did there, like preserving areas of, you know, pine forests and shrub areas and using the big rocks that we excavated when we built the foundations in the landscaping project itself, you know, took a long-term strategy in view. And it was harder to build. You know, construction companies like to flatten everything, you know, before they build. And this took a huge effort to fence off different areas. Do as you say, you know. And I think many of the things we did, like doing the pre-installation for desalination of the groundwater to be used in irrigation, putting in the solar panels in stages over several years, solar panels and photovoltaic cells, you know, the use of gray water, all that takes long-term infrastructure planning, actually. And it's not normal, I suppose, when you're looking at your IRRs or, you know, ROIs, but it is necessary. I mean, you know, we've had great joy in building all that up and, you know, things we did for the community as well. We started a luxury art design weekend, you know, back in 2011, in the first year of our operations of the hotel and resort, which has continued to this day. And we've supported Portuguese artists, emerging Portuguese artists, as well as designers. And that event's become a great thing every November. You know, people come together and we host a big party over a weekend. But we also give the platform to artists and designers, Portuguese artists and designers, to talk about, you should come next time, Arnold. Jeffrey, you're invited too. Ambassador, everyone's invited. And, you know, that has built into this major thing. It's also about food, wine. I mean, you know, it's not just about art and design. And this has enabled us to meet amazing artists and people in our community. And we've managed in this building, as a result of that, to invite 8 Portuguese artists to collaborate with us. And you see their art everywhere. I mean, there's 45 pieces done just for Martinhal Lisbon, which has been replicated into the building on several floors. So that wouldn't have been possible if we hadn't invested in 12 years of relationship building and community building. So the next point I'd like to say about building DNA into your, you know, the DNA for sustainability into your organization is anything you do, let's try to do it with positive externalities, as the economists say. I guess that's, you know, what people call net zero. But I'd like to say positive. Actually, it should have a positive impact. And we have focused on anchor projects. So Arnold, you quickly mentioned the Lisbon International. It's the United Lisbon International School that we have built in just up the road here. And in fact, it's a huge ecosystem for innovation and education. It's a hub where people come together to collaborate. It's a 35,000 square meter above soil project and is being built in stages. And it already has 600 students from kindergarten to grade 12. We saw the first graduates graduating last year from their IBDP program going to, you know, different universities in the world. And why did we do this international school? Why? In fact, we could have put this equity into more real estate projects in Cascais and we would have done very well. But this project was much needed in Lisbon. I spent 3 years of my time doing pro bono work for the government of Portugal on their foreign direct investment task force. So it was a big project for me, a big element of time involved between 2017 and 2020. And during that time, when we did the SWOT analysis, I presented a SWOT analysis to Bernardo Trindade at the time, who was the president of this commission. And the lack of international schools was actually a barrier to further foreign direct investment. We had the Golden Visa program. We had, you know, the strategy with Web Summit to bring foreign companies to settle down here. But if you don't have an international school being taught in English, welcoming all the people that had to move here, you could not actually, you know, they wouldn't move over. So this was what was born out of that time. And it was 2017, so, you know, a couple of things happened in 2016 which were very upsetting. And we said it was really important to build an a school based on the pillars of global citizenship, entrepreneurship, and technology to prepare them better for the future. So that's how it was born, another anchor project. This is what drives us. And I think all our teams, you know, we have 500 people working in our different parts of our businesses, and this is what drives us, and hopefully this is what drives our firm. And even this project that we've done here, this building, I mean, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. We actually had the building lit in green yesterday. We have a huge, the room is lit in green today. This project has a very detailed landscaping project. It has over 170 olive trees on the facade of the building. So if you step outside the building and you look up, you'll see olive trees on the various terraces, and hundreds of shrubs and plants as well on the facade. And we did a huge project here, which could have just been a retaining wall, but it's a terraced retaining wall. It doesn't just look pretty, it also has trees, shrubs, and plants, which connects to the public park up there, Parc Cabezas Roches. So a lot of effort went into designing what you see here. We're also the developers of the Aegeus building next door, and there's harmony in the landscaping project between these two buildings. So, which leads me nicely on to collaboration, which I would say you've heard a lot about collaboration over the last half an hour. We believe in building networking systems. Goodwill comes out of it, but this is such an important part of what we do, collaboration. You learn best practices by collaborating. You share best practices by collaborating. And it is so important in today's world, giving respect for each other, which Ireland and Portugal do, I believe, and building goodwill. I think it's the art of being human. There was a TEDx talk recently that we supported as well in Marvilla, and the title was The Art of Being Human. And I think one of the things that we are naturally born with is collaboration. Some of us learn to take it out of our systems but I think it's such an important part of what we're teaching our kids at United Lisbon as well. Silos and insularism lead nowhere in the end. Short term, it's a short term thing that you do. So we believe in building community, and thank you all for being here today. And we look forward to hearing from all these great panels that are here, and look forward to chatting to you over coffee break and lunch. We have a whole host of things prepared today, so see you all later. Thank you very much.
This has been a production of the IPBN in partnership with Pink Room. For more information, visit us online at island-portugal.com and on LinkedIn at Island Portugal Business Network. For more IPBN podcasts, find us on Spotify or visit our website for the full list of episodes.